So Rav Volbi is a student of Rabbi Yerucham Lavavitz, and Rabbi Yerucham, Zichrono Livracha, introduces us to the second approach to personal growth. This little book that I have in front of me with a picture of Rabbi Yerucham is called Great Jewish Wisdom. It's an album of inspirational quotes. The quote here that they have from Rabbi Yerucham is, "Woe to a man who is unaware of his faults. He's not attentive to what needs repair. But double woe to he who is unaware of his virtues. He is unskilled in the tools of his trade." Rabbi Yerucham, the great Mashgiach of Mir, the great Moser personality, the great teacher of Rav Volbi, says Rabbi Yerucham here, if you have in front of you, don't worry. If you don't, don't worry. Mau ha'hevdel, what is the difference? Asked Rabbi Yerucham. What's the difference between tzaddik v'rasha? Between a tzaddik, a righteous person, and a rasha, lo aleinu, somebody who is classified as wicked. Now, if I were to ask you that question, what would you answer? So we'd probably get, if we did a survey, lots of different answers, because there are different ways to translate those terms. So in the Chumash, tzaddik and rasha are terms that are invoked in the context of a court proceeding. One person leaves the court after the verdict is issued, and he is called a tzaddik, he's innocent, and the other one is called a rasha, he's found guilty. If you look in the Balatanya, the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, he explains tzaddik and rasha in very different ways, what it means to be a tzaddik, in terms of the perfection, the spiritual accomplishment. But Rabbi Yerucham Lavavitz has a different understanding, a different concept of tzaddik and rasha. And this, the reason why Rav Volbi teaches us now, this principle of what it means to be a tzaddik is going to be that klal, that prism through which we look at our growth in life. He says, is it pshat that a tzaddik does mitzvos and a rasha does averos? No. In Rabbi Yerucham's perspective, again, this is different than the Alter Rebbe. Gam tzaddik nichshal pam ba'avera. A tzaddik is on occasion found to have made a mistake. He has fallen in an avera. And yet, ubechol zos nishar tzaddik. The person remains a tzaddik, even though they fell down. A rasha, he says, yachol lios afilo moli mitzvos kalos karima. They might be filled even with many mitzvos, individual small actions. So what is the difference? What's the Avchana Amitis? On the fifth line, Rav Volbi quotes here from Rabbi Yerucham what it is to be a tzaddik, which is what we all want to be. Don't we all want to be a tzaddik? Of course, that's our inner drive. That's the voice. That's the mission that we have for this week, for this day, for this hour. It's Monday morning. We're looking out at the week. We want to be a tzaddik, like the Gemara says in Nida. Ti tzaddik. We took a shvua, an oath, when we were born. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to us, be a tzaddik. That's what we want to be. He says, Kishayetzer maskif etz tzaddik. When the Yetzer Hara, in whatever form it takes, that negative perspective, that selfish or base way of looking at life, when that reaches and tries to grab us, umesiso lachato, and convinces us to make a decision that we're not proud of. Who omeid mi neged, he stands up to that. B'she'eris koach, with whatever strength the person has. Rav Volbi bolds these words, block letters. Omeid mi neged, the tzaddik stands up. The tzaddik rises to the challenge, even if he doesn't succeed in that particular battle. Harasha, on the other hand, eino omeid mineged, uchashayetzer moshcho hu holech acharav. When the Yetzer draws that person, he just follows. He doesn't put up a fight. He doesn't struggle. That's the difference. A tzaddik has that inner fire that's constantly checking and challenging and struggling. Is this the right thing? If it's not the right thing, how do I overcome it? What do I need to do? What are my strategies? And he gives a fascinating example to prove this. He quotes the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara tells a story. There was a pregnant woman who had serious hunger pangs on Yom Kippurim. And we know that even Yom Kippur, Kodesh Kadoshim, Kulul Hashem, is put at the wayside in the face of Pikuach Nefesh. Which, just in terms of Agav Urcha, thinking about the context in which we are right now, explains why it is that we take Pikuach Nefesh, or how it is, or the understanding of why, from a Torah perspective, whether or not society says it's okay to open or not, we need to take extra, super, high-level precautions to protect lives. Pikuach Nefesh is the premier, or a premier aspect of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. But that's aside. So this woman who has a baby in utero on Yom Kippur, so because she's potentially in an area of danger in her life, so theoretically we would allow her to eat on Yom Kippur. And I'm not speaking halacha lemaisa now, what people should do. So this woman came to Rebbe and said, what do I do? So Rebbe, the Gemara says, Lach Shula, he whispered to her. He said, go whisper to her, to Yom Kippurahu. Whisper to the baby that today is Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says they did that, and the woman's hunger pains went away. It happened the second time, but the pains didn't go away. And Rebbe said, about the first child, something special is happening here. This child is going to be a tzaddik. But he quotes a pasuk in the beginning of Yirmiyahu. I knew before you were born you were going to be somebody special. About the other child, he said something else. Turns out the other child didn't do so well. So he says, I don't understand, Rav Volpe. What does this Gemara mean? An ubar, a fetus, it's not a person. But the fetus doesn't have personal choice. What does this even mean? So he suggests, he says, and then we're the third line at the toward the end of this paragraph, Ubavada, he says, of course, ein limdot ubar b'knei mida shel bardas. You can't judge a fetus. You can't hold a fetus to the status of a person. Of course, that's not what's going on. Achazal, what did the rabbis want to teach us with this story? It's meant to teach us a lesson. Bu'ubar zeh sheposak midavoso. This ubar, this child, who was able to overcome his taiva, his desire for food, that is the defining quality of a tzaddik. It's not so much whether we vanquish or not, it's whether we struggle. Now, thank God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us abilities, and like the Gemara mentions, he's going to mention this a little bit later, Il mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, had God not helped us in our struggle against the Yetzer Hara, had we not had, and were we not to have today, right now, the Siyata D'Shemaya, the Chizuk, the help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, each one of us, we would not be able to contend with the Yetzer Hara. But we have that. So what do we need to do? We need to give. When I was in 11th grade, had a Rebbe, he used to tell us in the class, maybe we weren't the most well-behaved guys. He used to say, guys, just 2%. Just give 2%. Just try. Just strive. Just struggle. Struggle to overcome that Yetzer. Last week we mentioned the Chazon Ish's approach, and we mentioned how modern society has come to appreciate this. We could argue that psychologically, modern society has come to also appreciate and understand the approach of Rabbi Yerucham. Some of you are familiar with the marshmallow test, where they take little kids and they put them in a room and they tell them, I'll give you a marshmallow now, but if you can wait 10 minutes, I'll give you two. And there are so many variations of this, Walter Mischel's test. And what they found is that those children who are able to wait for the marshmallow, their life trajectory is totally different. And even if a child, maybe they didn't make it 10 minutes, but they made it 5 minutes. The child who just sees the marshmallow goes, chop, listens to the Yetzer, says, take it right away, just chop, 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 whatever you have. Lo aleinu. Each one of us, we have that chap desire, the Yetzirah, but we have the capacity and the siyata, the shemaya, to struggle and say, I'm not going to do it. And what they found is each one of us has a different derech of musar, a different derech of avodah musar. It's a different way of contending with the Yetzirah. Some kids, when they saw the marshmallow or the cookie, they closed their eyes. Some of them played with it. Some of them put it under the table. Some of them walked to the other corner of the room. Whatever strategy it is that we're using. But the question is, are we struggling? Are we fighting it? Are we standing up to become the best ones that we can? If we just go with the flow of whatever drive pulls us, says Rabbi Yerucham, that's a Russia. A tzaddik. And each one of us, va'amech kulam tzaddikim, we're all tzaddikim. We all have this capability. We just have to tap into it. We have to be reminded of it. But that, says Rabbi Yerucham, that is the overriding principle of personal growth. It's all about the struggle. What are we called as a people? We're called Yisraelim. We are called after Yisrael. Ki sarisa im Elokim v'im anashim. Yaakov Avinu, his life wasn't simple. When he met the Tsar, the angel of Esav, the Yetzer Hara, the Malach HaMavis, the Satan, he went out limping. But you know what? He struggled. He stood up. He says, I'm going to be better. And even if yesterday I fell, today I'm going to step back up. Because it's about the struggle. It's about maybe what Brené Brown would call getting in the arena. It's about standing up to become the best people that we can. And now he quotes Ne'el Gachovas Halavavos to support this idea. He says, look what the Yetzer Hara looks like. He says he's the Soni HaGadol. I'm on the second paragraph for those who have it in front of them. He's the great enemy who is always trapping us and finding ways, this wily character who is within us, convincing us to listen to him and to sink to the depths. He's unforgiving. He's unrelenting. Every day, the Gemara says, the Yetzer Hara goes after us. Every moment, we're always struggling with our personal growth, with our midos, with our priorities, with our values. So, says the Chovas HaLevavos, you know what you need to do? V'im With the help of God, if you think about and plan how to avoid this character, this Yetzer Hara, you'll be successful. Ask Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, I don't understand. How is it possible that just with the help of God, don't worry, as long as you strategize to find ways to combat the Yetzer Hara, to be better, it'll work out. What do you mean? You just told me that the Yetzer Hara is unrepentant and unrelenting. How could it be? He says, it's true. He says, number one, of course, it's possible to conquer the Yetzer Hara only with the help of God. Like the Gemara says, we mentioned earlier, had God not helped us, has HaKadosh Baruch Hu not been there for us every day, then okay, we would never do it. But what do we need to do? So says Rabbi Yerucham, Lamu mi leged li Yetzer b'chiruf nefesh, just to stand up. Just to show up and say, we're not going to follow our base instincts. To make the decision to struggle. Uchumedume says, Sha'ad mor Omar. He says, I think that Rabbi Yerucham said, it was not published, he says, and maybe if this is wrong, I don't want to say in the name of Yerucham, his Heilige Rebbe, but he says, I think that this is what he said in the context of that struggle between Yaakov and the angel. Nimtza, last paragraph, ki mashe biyadeinu hu, what is in our hands to do? Lios ba li tahir. You know the Gemara says, he's referencing a Gemara in Yuma. Ba li tahir, if a person shows up, comes, arrives, li tahir, to become pure, to become better, to come closer to ourselves, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Messiah in lo, Hashem Yisbarach will help us. Bali Tame, if we want to go down a different path of Tumma, then Poskenlo, they open the door for us because they're going to let us go whichever way. But you'll notice, by the way, there's a distinction. For negative, it's just Posken, they just open it. But Litoyer, to become pure, Messiah, they help us. But the key is Ba. We got to show up. We have to struggle because it's not easy. Nimtza, we need to do is Ba Litoyer, Ha Yeshua Meha Yetzer, to be saved from the Yetzirah, to be the kind of people that we want to be, who racks the out of the Shemaya. It comes from Hashem. Avo boli toyer, but if we show up, Messiah lo. Boli toyer, what does it mean? Says Ravol Bihainu, this is la'amod mineged, to stand in opposition, li'yetzer, to those base drives, bechiruf nefesh, with a real dedication, with devotion. That's the question here. Are we struggling? And what do we learn from this? That the struggle is actually an indication of how well we're doing. A guy once wrote a letter, a Talmud who left Yeshivas Chaim Berlin. And he wrote a letter to the Rosh Yeshiva, the great Rav Yitzchak Huttner, Zichrono Livracha. And he wrote to Rav Huttner, I'm struggling and I feel like I'm failing. And Rav Huttner wrote back to him, no. The fact that you realize and are aware of your struggle and that you are struggling, that's an indication that you're succeeding. It's not just going with the flow. It's stepping up and struggling. That is the bali tire. So as we go through life, what's the cloud that we need to look at? Are we working at self-improvement? Are we standing up to the challenges? Are we being that lochem, that person who struggling in a good way? We need to now realize that the struggle is a simon, is an indication of life and success, something that we should embrace. And embracing that struggle means sometimes we're going to succeed with Siyata Dishmaya, and sometimes we're not. But it's the struggle that's happening that says we want to be that best version of ourselves. We want to accomplish. That itself is an indication of being a tzaddik. The struggle, the aspiration for becoming our best selves, says Rabbi Rucham, that is the indication of the tzaddik. So the klal for this approach is to go through life constantly standing up to the Yetzer Hara, not sitting by and letting him carry us. Us standing up and accomplishing our goals in life, realizing that there's going to be that struggle, embracing the struggle, making sure that we show up to the arena of that struggle to be our best selves. That itself is the role and is the definition, is the contours of a tzaddik. I hope you have a great week. Halavai, we should all be tzaddik and stay well. All the best. Thank you for coming. One reminder that tonight, Neely is having an incredible online program on Zoom of mental health and self-care for women of all ages and all stations in life. I invite you all to join on Zoom. The email went out and will be going out later this evening. So make sure you don't miss this incredible program. Have a great week. Bye-bye.